This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado rose to 209 people this week, the highest level since the start of this year. That's similar to this time last fall, but far below Delta and Omicron numbers in 2021. 30 utilities report rising levels of the virus found in wastewater, including a number along the Front Range. Newly reformulated COVID-19 vaccines are available statewide. Public health officials say getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the safest, easiest way to lower the risk of serious illness and long COVID. They recommend those 6 months and older stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. A national pulmonology expert was back on the stand today to weigh in on Elijah McClain's cause of death. At the trial for the officer charged, Dr. David Buther says the violent arrest made the use of ketamine to sedate McClain more deadly.
While the most severe factor here was ketamine, which ultimately knocked out his ability to breathe completely, my opinion is more complex than that. And so it is a combination of these events before the ketamine, the aspiration into the lung. And those things, the acidosis, the low oxygen level, and the aspiration pneumonia that dramatically increased the risk of receiving this ketamine.
Buther's testimony spanned 2 days in this trial for Officer Nathan Woodyard. Interstate 25 north of Pueblo is expected to reopen in stages starting this afternoon. Sections of both north and southbound lanes of I-25 have been closed since Sunday due to a coal train derailment and bridge collapse. Officials say southbound I-25 should reopen this afternoon. Northbound is expected to open tomorrow. In Colorado Springs this afternoon, it'll be sunny and 77. In Denver, sunny and 81. This is CPR News and KRCC.